I like plants.
Gladiolas.
Better than people plants.
And magnolias.
They never do evil plants.
And begonias.
All they ever want is to grow. Plants.
Iris.
Are smarter than us.
Violets.
They make a living if without any fuss.
Us.
Water,
water,
sun, and air.
And
are
sun.
All they need to grow. Do I have to get specific? I think plants
we are so terrific.
Plants.
Ooh.
Are generous souls.
Ooh.
They feed all the
broadcasting live from the beautiful, beautiful area called Petaluma, California, the Sonoma Marin Fair. I'm Steve Garner along with Gwen Kilcher. You're listening to Garden Talk live at KSRO, celebrating 32 years, bringing you the best in gardening information and inspiration. You can reach us anytime during the next hour at 636-1350. It's that simple, the mobile greenhouse set up today at the fair, or shoot me an email. Steve@KSRO.com. We're spending some time with Joanne Wallenstein. She is co-owner along with Rick Wallenstein, her, I don't know, better half or worse half.
Better
half from the Lavender Bee Farm over on Chapman Lane. They've been doing this for some 18, 19 years, raising beautiful lavender, making lavender honey and lavender sachets and lavender soap. And we're inviting Joanne today because it is National Pollinators Week. And they couldn't do it without our friends, the bees. Flies to honey and bees to lavender. And as we're sitting here, there are bees buzzing about the beautiful bouquets of lavender that Joanne has brought with us today. Come to the fair, because in the next few years, you may not have an option to come to the fair. As we are well aware, development pressures in all areas in the North Bay are amping up. And it's just a foregone conclusion that this fairgrounds will be razed. It will be torn down and be replaced with housing and retail and everything else that the pressures of development demand. But let's remember that 5-6 generations have grown up on this property, showing fair animals, members of the 4-H, the racetrack. So much of history since the 1930s has been part of Petaluma's heritage. But by 2023-24, it's pretty much a done deal that this property is going to be developed. Isn't that right, Joanne?
Yes.
So if you care about that, support the fair.
Right.
It's probably not going to save it, but while you can, come to it. And where will the 4-H kids show their animals? It's, unfortunately, Petaluma is becoming less agricultural. Dairy farms are closing. The tides are shifting.
That's right.
I mean, this is what's happening. So support the fair as long as you can over the next several years. The honey production. Oh, you brought us some honey.
Oh, yeah.
Do you extract the honey right there on the lavender farm?
Yeah, Rick's been a beekeeper. We're members of the Sonoma County Bee Association. And, yes, we've been doing honey for 30 years.
30 years. How many hives do you have?
Only about 50 now. At one point, we're about over 100, but due to the problems with the bees physically, it's too bad.
So you've seen a decline in
population? All the beekeepers everywhere have lost hives. Whether you have two hives, whether you have 1,000 hives, it's a very morbid thing that's happening because of the fires we had. Now we have less wild bees, and the pesticides are the main thing. They're not only harming the bees, they're harming us too, but it's an unfortunate situation.
What about mites? A lot of the decline in the bee population has been attributed to mites in the hives.
The varroa mites, they're transmitted. Some of these are transmitted by the larger bee companies that take them, like, into the orange groves and stuff. They bring the disease in, and they're, you know, the bees fly together, and it's transmitted that way.
And it's transmitted to the native bees also, I understand.
Yeah, nobody's excluded from that, unfortunately. We don't do a whole lot for it because if you want to medicate, we don't want to do that.
Really use some heavy-duty chemicals
to get rid of the mites. And then you get it in your honey, and then it's not worth it.
So you don't use that to control the mites. Honey production peaks when?
Well, you know, depending on the weather, it's been a pretty good year, so we'll probably extract twice this year.
How much honey will you extract?
Oh, gosh. I think a good hive can produce 500 pounds of honey in 1 year if they work hard and it's a good year. Just depending on the I can't really give you an exact amount.
Do you do one kind of honey, lavender honey, and does this all taste alike from year to year?
The honey I brought you is a little darker. It's a fall honey because summer and fall is when we extract. And we only take 40% of the honey from the hive due to the fact we leave 60% for the bees because that's our food source in the winter. And we have a lighter honey that's more lavendery honey. And those are the two types we have.
And what kind of recipes do you fiddle around with using lavender honey?
Well, I'll tell you, lavender and lavender honey have gone wild in our area. Napa and Sonoma counties, if the cooks there are around, are making anywhere from cocktails, lavender cocktails, lavender lattes.
Oh.
We have that is with the lavender. Lavender is great for dried lavender. You can use it on meats, fish, chicken. The honey, it's just amazing because it's not only it has an antibody in it, it'll cure like bug bites, sores, wounds.
Because it's sterile.
My husband went to Kaiser with a wound 2 weeks ago, and they put honey on it. So they're finally coming around.
Things that people have known for thousands of years.
Well, France has been using it in rest homes for years to heal bed sores and such.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, so it has medicinal as well as culinary applications.
Yeah, it's just I'd have to do 5 shows to even hit on everything it does.
I understand you make soap on the farm, too.
We do have soap. It's made with milk from the goat dairy out at Pacheco Farm. And we make our beautiful soap. It has honey and lavender and beeswax in it, so it's lovely.
Now, what, you said goat's milk?
Yeah, we use the goat's milk. Well, Pacheco's are dear friends of ours, so we try to use all the local people.
And so it's made in this soap that I'm holding here?
Actually, that what you have there is a lotion bar. It's a gardener's bar. Made with virgin olive oil and beeswax.
And you make that right on the farm?
I make
in your
that.
Laboratory?
Yeah, me. Me and me.
So, Gwen, this goes to you.
That does.
And what's the other product
Thank
that
you.
Has the goat's milk? What is that?
It's just only the soap.
Oh, it's a soap only?
Yeah.
Oh, how fantastic.
And we have our honey located here in Petaluma at Rivertown at the Larry's Petaluma Creamery, Larry Peters' Creamery.
Oh, yeah.
And my grandson is in charge of the dairy now, Kyle Cameron. I'm so proud of him. And, we're all connected with local. Yeah.
So. Fennel cake contest. Off mic, Gwen said she would like to enter that contest. Because you feel you could really kick some serious funnel cake.
No, I thought you would make funnel cakes. I didn't know you would be eating
them. Oh, you're eating it. That's,
that's
one,
a bit much.
That's at 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock today, followed by the Lego building contest. Happy 50th birthday, Chloe. Our local Chloe the Cow turns 50. Bob at Large, a dessert decorating contest. There's all kinds of things. Visit the Milestone Museum.
Oh, cute.
Honoring the dairy industry here in Sonoma County. That's pretty fun. The whipped cream contest is at 2 o'clock today, and I believe we'll have a representative from the fair coming in with a selection of rotary beaters to show us how Grandma and Grandpa used to beat cream years ago. A family rest area and first aid, that's an important part here at the fair. You quickly overdo it. Make and take, the Rainbow Girls are here today in Barron's Park. We have the Butterfly Adventures, Dinosaur Kingdoms, Ballet, Folklorico, something, I mean, it's a cliche, but something for everybody. What is the Halter Project? Do we know what that is? Do you know what the Halter Project is? We'll have to find out what that is. And there's a milking demo from noon to 5 o'clock at the Livestock Area Farmers Day. Today at the fair, it's Farmers Day. Come by, say hello, support the Sonoma Marin Fair. It's Garden Talk Live.
Steve, are you going to go on the pony ride?
I think there's a weight limit, so I don't think they're going to let me on the pony ride. You can reach us now at Garden Talk at 636-1350. We have open lines for any gardening questions you might have. Or you can shoot us an email, steve@ksro.com. Chef John Ash at 1105. We will taste and talk with the award-winning Sweepstakes white and red winemakers here at the North of the Gate Wine Competition. All those wines available at 4 p.m. today in the Wine Pavilion. We'll also be tasting some fabulous fair food a little bit later during the Good Food Hour from 11 until noon. This is KSRO.
Pengrove hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
It's time to get ready for summer, and Be La Vie on Main Street in Pengrove is a great place to start. Now you can save on those summer selfies at mysonomadeals.com. Get Be La Vie's double shot teeth whitening service or two sunless tan sessions at half the usual price. Summer, here we come! Find this and other amazing summer deals only at mysonomadeals.com. That's mysonomadeals.com.
Start your career as a full-time bartender or beverage server at Grayton. Meet Sergio from 630 Park Steakhouse.
One of the things that I believe is very important is stability. We offer not only full-time, but the benefit package is ridiculously good.
Enroll in our free bartender school today. Earn great pay plus tips in a fast-paced and fun environment. Visit GraytonResortCasino.com for details.
The Marin County Fair returns to San Rafael from July 3rd through 7th. This year's fair, Over the Moon, celebrates the 50th anniversary of the lunar landing. Enjoy concerts by Dwight Yoakam, Joan Jett, Out of the Concert, and Cheap Trick. Feel what it's like to walk on the moon at the fair's virtual reality station. Explore the Space Museum and meet Star Wars characters. Don't miss performances ranging from mariachi to Chinese lion dance to hip-hop and gospel. Plus barnyard animals, free carnival rides, and a fireworks show every night. Great family fun at a great family price. Tickets are available now at marinfair.com.
We're here with Art and I Brief, a leading long-term care planning specialist in Northern California, talking about the top three misconceptions when it comes to long-term care planning. Art, what's the first misconception?
That health insurance pays for long-term care. Unfortunately, it does not. It pays for up to 100 days of skilled recovery after one has been in the hospital a minimum of 3 days, but it never covers long-term care.
What can people do to get it covered?
Call me. I love helping people. It's an honor when people trust me enough to share their health information with me so that I can help them. I'm excited that each day I get to leave people in a better place.
Call Art at 707-974-8282. Online, it's artforltc.com.
The availability of this coverage is based upon one's health. Hoping you'll never need care is a desire, not a plan. Call me and I'll help you create a plan.
Arthur Nybrief, California Insurance License Number OC22076.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Broadcasting live from the beautiful fairgrounds in Petaluma, the site of the Sonoma Marin Fair. Doors open at noon today. You're listening to Garden Talk live. Our 10th year here at the fair, Steve Garner along with Gwen Kilcher. Anytime during the next 40 minutes, if you have a gardening question, talk to Gwen Kilcher. She's co-written the Garden Doctor column in the Press Democrat for some 27 years with Dana Lozano. Their column appears the first and third Saturdays of every month in our local Press Democrat. But you get Gwen all to yourself for a one-on-one conversation about what might be going wrong in your gardens, regardless of where you live here in the North Bay. 636-1350. If you need a plant suggestion, a diagnosis, a plant you would like identified, shoot us an email with a photo, steve@ksro, or just give us a call at 636-1350. This week is National Pollinators Week. It was decreed by Congress in 2017, and it's important for us to set aside a week in June to remember the importance of our pollinators. There's a new book called Protecting the Pollinators, How to Save the Creatures That Feed Our World. very important book that just came out, and I read it this week and learned an awful lot about climate change and habitat loss and pesticide use and invasive species and all the other things that are contributing to a decline in our honeybee and butterfly population, as well as our insect population in general. There's some great tips in this book. I highly encourage you to grab the book and take a look at it. I think you'll glean some great tips from the book. There's some ideas about ways people can help. Choose plants with different colors, shapes, and scents. Install bat and insect houses. Provide clean water. Embrace organic pest control. Garden with native plants. Provide nesting spots. Clean hummingbird feeders. Leave mulch-free zones and many more. And plant milkweed. Are there other plants, Gwen and Joanne, that you would recommend to attract pollinators?
Trying to think of what I have on my property. Agostache, little sea anelthus for sure. Of course, my sunflowers. I mean, there's hundreds of bees in my sunflowers. What else, Joanne?
Oh, salvia. Salvia is one of the really busy ones for the hummingbirds and the bees and the butterflies.
Menorah.
And of course, lavender.
Lavender.
Rosemary.
Mm-hmm.
Just about, you know, any herb is wonderful.
Monarda. Bee balm.
Bee balm?
Bee
yeah.
balm. That's an easy one to remember. Citrus?
Yes, citrus fruit trees. And also the wonderful one is butterfly bush
that
attracts just everything.
Mm-hmm. That'd be like one of the top butterfly bee attractors.
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have about 15 of them on the property, and they're just swamped with bees and mm-hmm. butterflies.
So even if you just plant one or two of those, you'll be doing your part to increase visitation by pollinators on your property.
Yeah.
Another whole chapter in this book, which is somewhat controversial, and that is helping without hurting, and that is we started talking about this back in the mid-90s when the neonicotinoids.
Neonicotinoids. Yep.
Began appearing. And what exactly are those? We started seeing those on perennials and annuals in some of the big box stores.
It's a classification of an insecticide, and there's lots of different active ingredient chemicals that make up these insecticides that you buy and you spray on your plants, and then you kill whatever bug is on there and you kill all the bees along with it. So there's a particular systemic fertilizer insecticide that some people put on their roses, and it says, oh, put every 6 weeks. And so that chemical goes up into the plant, and especially into the flowers, where it's then contaminated with this insecticide, and the bees take it. They take it back to their nest, to their hive, and everybody dies slow death.
Because of consumer pushback, a 2016 State of the Industry survey conducted by Greenhouse Grower Magazine reported that 74% of growers that supply landscape plants to retail garden centers would be no longer applying these chemicals.
Neonicotinoids?
Yeah, how about that?
It's about
the
time.
Shift appeared to have an impact on the levels of the pesticides found on plants. When you're walking through the garden departments, folks, at big box retailers like Lowe's and Home Depot, it might not be obvious that pollinator protection is in action, but a closer look at the tags highlight efforts to make customers aware of which plants were treated. Plastic tags tucked into the moist soil read, the plant is protected from problematic aphids, whiteflies, beetles, mealybugs, and other unwanted pests by neonicotinoids.
Mm-hmm.
To help customers easily identify plants that have been sprayed. Home Depot issued a press statement stated that in 2014, to help customers concerned about the effects of the pesticides on pollinators make informed purchasing decisions, and they have promised to phase out the use of all neonics by the end of this year.
So why don't we just buy from our local growers, our local nurseries and garden centers, and keep them in business and forget about buying from the box stores?
Well, that's one option. But if you're wed to the idea of only patronizing big box stores, at least know that Home Depot, and I would assume that Lowe's is following the path of Home Depot to yield to consumer resistance and phasing these out as far as carrying these plants. But at least it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, but it's a slow process. That's the problem. So just buy from your local nurseries and get some good quality locally grown plants and healthy plants and not contaminated with this insecticide.
Mitch would like a word with you about his nectarine tree. Welcome to Garden Talk live at the Sonoma Marin Fair. Hi, Mick. Mitch?
Mitch. Good morning. It's Mitch. How are you guys today? Gwen?
Good, Steve. Thanks.
Nice to talk
good.
Again. Gwen, we've gone down this path before. I have a snow queen on Lavelle and was battling peach leaf curl, and now, I don't know, there's maybe 15 or 16 nectarines on there, but my question pertains to, given that it's growing at such a rambunctious rate, should I trim off the top pieces of the tree to let the fruit gain more energy, or should I just let it grow and trim it when it's done? And then do I need to spray it with copper sulfite because of the peach leaf curl in the wintertime?
So many questions. Okay. First, don't do anything to it unless those branches that have the fruit are starting to bend. Then if anything, you'd be thinning off that fruit or propping up the branches with a big stake of some sort. But leave all the leaves alone because it'll help protect the peaches too from maybe too much sun and getting sun scalded and whatnot. So don't touch anything. Don't spray copper sulfate because you don't do that until like November, December, January, during the dormant season. You take off all the leaves, you do your pruning, and then you can do your spraying, and that will help control. Help. It won't get rid of it because the products that are out on the market now are not, they're effective, but not 100% effective, maybe 60% effective. So you'll have to spray your trees at least three times and make sure that it doesn't rain 3 to 5 days after you've sprayed it. And use a spreader sticker as well. So, what was your other question? I forgot.
I don't know. It was a good...
No spraying?
Fine answer. I forgot my other question.
Okay, well, you know...
I hope your tomatoes are growing well, and thank you very much for your time, Gwen. Steve.
Okay, wait, Mitch. Mitch, after you've harvested your peaches, if you have any long branches that are growing out of control or crisscrossing or whatnot, you could do some selective pruning. Okay? And then you'll be doing less pruning in the wintertime.
Well, it's a nectarine, but so I thought you were going to say, if I have any extras, can I bring them to you? And the answer is yes, I will.
Thank you, but I have peach and nectarine trees, so I'm well supplied, so thank you. Hey, are your okra seeds in the ground?
Hey, thank you.
Wait, are your okra seeds in the ground? Are you there?
Actually, I cheated. I sprouted mine, but yeah, I only have... I don't know, about 15 that are growing right now, so I'm probably having a shallow harvest.
Oh, well, maybe not. Maybe those 15 plants will be very productive. So, all right, keep me posted on them. Hey, I've got mine. You gave me the seeds, so.
Thanks so much for the call, Mitch.
Thanks, Mitch.
636-1350 if you want to join us live at the Sonoma Marin Fair and participate in Garden Talk, 636-1350. Or you can always shoot us an email, steve@ksro.com. Chef John Ash checking in at 11:05 today for the Good Food Hour. We'll taste some award-winning sweepstakes wines from the North of the Gate Wine Competition and also some award-winning fair food that's much more than just fair. It's extraordinarily good fair food, too. I learned in this new book, Gwen, Protecting Pollinators, How to Save the Creatures That Feed Our World, written by Jody Helmer, a fascinating fact. Have you ever heard of the Donald Trump moth?
No.
Joanne?
No.
Somebody made that up.
No, there's not. Mike, ever heard of that?
It's true.
Neopalpa Donald Trumpi is the Latin term. Neopalpa Donald Trumpi. It was discovered just before the president took office, and it was named for him because of the blonde coif of scales on the head of this moth.
Okay, well, see, it's somebody named it because of him, and
So I'm
cute.
This is a nonpartisan show, but I thought I would mention this because this was news to me. The Donald Trump moth. Pretty
very
cool,
nice.
Huh? We'll take a break at that point and come back. And I believe we'll be chatting with the world's cutest dog, who won a great contest last night here at the Petaluma Fairgrounds. By the way, you can bring up the Donald Trump moth. Is that correct? Just Google it if you don't believe us. Neopalpa Donald Trumpi, and take a look at it. We'll be chatting with Yvonne, who is the proud owner of the world's homeliest dog, in just a couple minutes. But we'll take Garden Talk questions in just a few minutes following this break. This is Garden Talk. This is KSRO.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
A sincere laugh can be infectious. It creates good feelings and happiness. But many people are self-conscious about their teeth. NorCal Family Dental wants everyone to feel comfortable spreading joy through laughter. That's why we offer a wide variety of services that include a smile makeover. We transform ordinary smiles into something brilliant and stunning. It may include dental veneers or laminates, dental implants, crowns, or bridges. If necessary, we can provide a full mouth reconstruction or something as efficient as teeth whitening. If the thought of dentistry makes you cringe, you'll be pleased to know we also offer the comfort of sedation dentistry. With NorCal Family Dental, there's no reason to avoid a good laugh. Right now, receive our summer special, Whitening on the Go. Sale priced at just $60. NorCal Family Dental, the Sonoma County Smile Makers. Online at norcalfamilydental.com.
Hi, this is Michael O'Shea, president of KSRO and voluntary spokesperson for one of the true gifts to Sonoma County, King's Nursery in Santa Rosa. You've heard the term, it's easy as 1, 2, 3. Well, King's Nursery shopping is as easy as 1, 2, 3. You see, King's has been in business for, get this, 123 years. In this era of here today, gone tomorrow, to be able to say your business has been serving the community for 20 to 30 years is amazing. 50 years? Oh my. But for 123 years, folks, that is rare air. If you've been growing and selling everything floral for almost a century and a quarter, there's one thing for sure, you know what you're doing. I almost want to give tours of my backyard because it's got so many touches from King's, sprouting color and fragrance all season long. Voted best nursery in Sonoma County for years in a row, King's Nursery, corner of 13th and Stewart, Santa Rosa, just off College in the heart of the city. Family owned since 1896. Learn more at kingsflowernursery.com.
Win a Toyota Tacoma, cash, and more this month at Grayton. Play to enter the Tacomas in Cash giveaway on June 28th. Plus, Multiplier Wednesdays, get up to 7 times the points. Thursdays, turn points into slot play and win up to 10,000 cash in the wild winning slot tournaments. Sign up for Grayton Rewards and get up to $500 in free play. Learn more at GraytonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Reward Center.
La Vera Pizza in downtown Santa Rosa has been a Sonoma County staple for 35 years. And at the end of this month, La Vera will be closing its doors for the last time. Thank you, Sonoma County, for the memories. La Vera Pizza closes Friday, June 30th.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Warmer temperatures for the weekend today at 90 degrees, 69 on the coast with sunny skies. Mostly clear skies tonight with 53, 50 on the shores. Tomorrow, blue skies at 86, 67 in Bodega Bay. Then partly cloudy for Monday, but still 87 the high in Santa Rosa, 71 on the coast. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO.
Broadcasting from the Sonoma Marin Fair, it is Garden Talk live at KSRO, celebrating our 32nd year, and started coming to the Sonoma Marin Fair back in 2010. Gwen Kilcher with us, and Joanne Wallenstein from the Lavender Bee Farm sitting in with us. And we're just as honored as all get out to invite Yvonne Morones to Garden Talk this morning. And she must be beaming ear to ear. You and Scamp the Tramp must be on cloud nine. Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning. Scamp and I are sitting out here on the deck. He's laying in the sun. He woke up this morning in bed next to me, walked up to me, gave me a kiss, and started wagging his tail. I think he knows he's special today, even more special than he was.
Scamp the Tramp brought home the gold last night. The 31st Annual Imperfect Pooch Competition is how the Press Democrat referred to the contest. That's politically correct. It's called the Ugly Dog Contest, but people are deciding to use other adjectives. I like the Dog with Loads of Inner Beauty Contest. So tell us this.
Absolutely.
So, Yvonne, have you entered this contest before?
Yes, and I would like to say that we have changed Scamp's name to now Scamp the Tramp. Yes. You know, he earned it.
That's perfect.
He's wearing that proudly.
You heard it first. You heard it first on Garden Talk. Scamp the Champ. So,
right.
did you enter this contest with different dogs over the years, Yvonne?
Yes, I started out in the 90s. I had adopted this adorable little dog from the airport shelter, and I called her Nana because she had this wild gray and black hair that looked just reminded me of my Nana's hair. And I brought her home, and I was so in love with her. And all my friends were saying, "Why did you adopt an ugly dog?" And I said, "She's not ugly." And they told me about the contest, and they said, "Put her in that contest." And so I made a bet with them that they would have to take me out for an expensive dinner when she lost. Well, she won 6 years in a row.
Oh, my.
6 years in a row. Yeah, she couldn't be beat. And she appeared on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, and he liked her so much, he brought her back a second time. And so we had a lot of fun with that. And then at 19, she sadly went, and a couple of years later, I was in San Francisco, and on spur of the moment, walked into an adoption rescue place and fell in love with Munchkin, who was there, and I swear, I thought she had, was Nana come back to me, because Nana had no teeth. So I thought when she went to heaven, God gave her teeth, and she just ate at the buffet, and she came back to me 20 pounds heavier. And so we took Munchkin to the contest, and she won. So Sam made it a three-peat.
I don't know what to say, Yvonne. You're just like the LeBron James of the Ugly Dog Contest. You can't be dethroned. It's remarkable. So what type of... Go ahead.
I don't think any of them are ugly. I just think they're adorable. I mean, most people, when they met Nana, Munchkin, and Scamp, they were kind of, the dogs were very friendly, so they were always greeting people as their Scamp's job as a social therapy dog for PALS and for the Humane Society of Sonoma County. And he's very friendly. He walks up to people wagging the tail, and they kind of back up going, "Oh, he's kind of scary." But once they get to know his winning personality, they fall in love with him.
And what does Scamp weigh? Maybe does Scamp weigh 8 pounds or something?
No, he's 11 pounds, but I think 3 pounds are due to his dreads. His dreads grow naturally. The kids, he reads, he's a reading dog at Parkside Elementary in Sebastopol, and the kids aren't scared of him. They think he's funny. They call him a fuzzy watermelon.
When do you fly out for your Today Show appearance?
Tomorrow morning.
And will tomorrow that be morning. On, when are you on, Sunday or Monday?
We are on Monday morning.
Great. Well, you're an old hand of this.
Yeah, because Munchkin did a show with Animal Planet. So, and it was really fun yesterday at the contest. There was a guy there from Germany TV, and he had flown out here when Munchkin was competing, came to my house and followed us through our whole routine and the contest. And Frank recognized me. And so I said, "You're going to bring me luck today. When you're here, I win." And sure enough, Scamp won.
Wow. And you faced some stiff competition. There was Meatloaf, the dog. There was Wild Thing. There was Tostito. And some real competition this year.
In fact, yeah, every year I usually pick the winner. I really do. I have picked the winner the last 5 years. And I really thought there was some stiff competition. But Scamp seemed to be the crowd favorite. When he was mingling with the crowd, they were all crazy for him. And so I thought we had a shot if it came down to the audience vote.
And what did you get for your efforts? What are the prizes, Joanne?
we got a trophy that's bigger than me. I'm only 5 foot one, so the trophy is taller than me. And Scamp won $1,500 and a matching $1,500, which I'm splitting between. I'm a volunteer for the Humane Society of Sonoma County. Scamp is a volunteer for them. And so I'm giving half of it to their Angel Fund, which pays for medical needs for stray and abandoned animals. And the other half is going to another local rescue group that I volunteer for called Compassion Without Borders.
Oh, how wonderful, the good work that you and Scamp are doing. What's Scamp's favorite treat, favorite foods?
Oh, well, because he doesn't have any teeth, he loves my home cook, what I cook for him. I mix him chicken and brown rice and sweet potatoes and carrots. So he loves that.
Wow. So softer foods.
Yeah, yeah.
did people have an opportunity to get their photos taken with Scamp after the contest?
Oh, yeah. In fact, he did a lot of photo opportunities before the contest. Everybody in the crowd wanted pictures with him. And, in fact, when we were sitting at the bottom of the red carpet waiting our turn to walk up, there was a young girl holding about a 2-year-old boy sitting on the ground, and the little boy was reaching out for Scamp. He kept, and I said, you could pet him. He's very kid-friendly. And Scamp turned around and gave him a kiss. And that baby just loved Scamp. So when I was on stage, I brought the little girl and that little boy up on stage because they just were in love with Scamp.
Well, it's remarkable. Will Scamp be competing next year?
No, the rules have changed since Nana won it 6 years in a row. Once you've won, you're kind of done, but I'll be there. It's like a high school reunion. I go back and see all of my friends, and I'll be there supporting everybody. And who knows? Maybe another dog will walk into my life. They seem to find me.
Oh, this is just wonderful. Everyone is put on Earth for a purpose. And does it seem like you were just put on Earth for this purpose?
I do believe it. These dogs, which I like to call unique, I kind of relate to they're not having great opportunities for adoption. A while ago, some years ago, I had an injury and became paralyzed from the waist down, and I gained 150 pounds. And I found out that when I was heavier, people look right through you. They no longer see you. And that's how I relate to these dogs, is that you have to go past the book and look and get to know them. And they're wonderful. And that's the way we all feel about our dogs. We see the beauty that they have. And Scamp is such a great community volunteer. He won the Spirit Award for all his volunteer work last year. So we're really proud of that award, too.
It's a lighthearted contest, but it sounds like you have taken as many people away some very deep life lessons from your love of this animal.
Oh, I love them. They make me laugh every day. They got me through some tough times myself and just brought me so much joy. And then I see how they turn around and do that for other people at the Sebastopol Senior Center, at Parkside, at our local airport where Scamp greets passengers. And, I see it every day. Animals are wonderful, and we need to respect and love them.
Well, I just hope that the flight attendant aboard your flight on the intercom says, folks, we have a celebrity on board today. We want to mention that Scamp, the champ, is on the flight. Let's have Yvonne and Scamp stand up, and everyone can give them a round of applause.
Absolutely. I love that idea. I'll try to make that happen.
Okay. Well, have a great time on the Today Show on Monday, and thank you so much for spending time. I know you're exhausted after the festivities last night. Please give Scamp a pet from KSRO and Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour. It was wonderful talking with you this morning, Yvonne.
And Yvonne, go ahead.
I want to give a shout out to your friend Jim Lang, who is also my good friend, and he knows Scamp very well. And Scamp has been, on his deck many times. So shout out to Jim Lang.
Okay, I'll tell him you said hi. And I want you to have a slice of pizza and a bagel on me in New York.
Oh, thank you. I will do that. I'm looking forward to that.
Good, good.
All right, Yvonne. Nice talking with you. So she's a buddy of our Rosarian friend, Jim Lang, one of her best buds.
Jim Lang also, he does dog training, and he his dog would go to places and, you know, like the convalescent homes and this and that. And he is involved with all rescuing dogs and whatnot. So, yeah. So he's a big part of the dog world out here.
Fantastic. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll take a persimmon tree question and a few more before we close up shop. We want to talk to you a little bit more. Okay, Joanne?
All right.
You have some shout-outs to give about some important people in the world of beekeeping here in Sonoma County, right?
Hi.
Okay. Gwen and Steve can take Garden Talk questions at 636-1350 or steve@ksro.com. Back after this.
Sonoma County's FM News Talk at 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO, depend on it.
Come to the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, voted Best Farmers Market. You'll find garden starts, the best produce this season from Singing Frogs, Bernier, Armstrong Valley, and Lantern Farm. The Beet Generation has a large selection of fresh-made pasta, savor farm-fresh eggs, delicious cheeses, and fresh fruit, apricots, peaches, nectarines, strawberries, and cherries. Discover quality beef, pork, lamb, and duck. Anna's fresh seafood and Franco's freshly made sausages. The best choices of food vendors, the Greengrocer's Farm Fresh Menu, Lata's Indian Cuisine is returned with their exotic dishes, and Ellie's Kitchen provides fabulous homemade Mexican food. Santa Rosa's original certified farmers market at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is open year-round, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1 p.m. Thank you, Sonoma County, for voting them number one. The Santa Rosa original certified farmers market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Uniworld Boutique River Cruises are one-of-a-kind, award-winning ships modeled after Red Carnation hotels. These all-inclusive river cruise tours include unlimited choice of premium spirits and wines, artistic fine dining, all airport transfers, all gratuities on board and on shore. And if you book a suite, you have an in-suite butler. Experiences like the cruise tour in India on the Ganges with a yogi and a shaman on board. In Amsterdam, private Uniworld guest-only tours of the Van Gogh Museum. In Italy, they're the only river cruise line that does the Grand Canal, including a private behind-the-scenes tour of St. Mark's Basilica in Venice. Now through the end of June, get up to 30% off 2019 departures, including holiday market trips. Book your next adventure by calling 707-935-9493 or email Elise at ksro@travelwise.net, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County.
Get in shape by joining the Super Slow Movement at Inform Fitness Personal Training. Designed to work for busy people who desire optimal results, Inform Fitness Rohnert Park is a revolutionary personal training studio that caters to your valuable time and fitness goals. Increase your energy levels, muscle tone, and lean muscle mass with their innovative 20-minute once or twice per week workout.
I had injuries, and they worked with me at my own pace to get results.
Summer special. Buy 2 months, get the third free. No contracts. Inform Fitness, Rohnert Park. Call 707-385-9860.
Wildfires are always a threat in California, and we must all work together to keep our communities safe. To reduce the risk of wildfires and other emergencies, your energy company may shut off power during extreme and potentially dangerous weather conditions. These events are called public safety power shutoffs, and all Californians should prepare by creating an emergency plan and updating your contact information with your energy company. By working together, we can reduce the risk of wildfires. Learn more at prepareforpowerdown.com.
Broadcasting live from the fair, the Sonoma Marin Fair, Steve Garner along with Gwen Kilcher. You can reach us 636-1350. If you have a gardening question, please give us a call. We'll take an email question in just a few minutes, but Joanne Wallenstein from the Lavender Bee Farm, you have some shout-outs to some local people that have done a lot for bee awareness.
Yes, and I would like to make people aware, if you see a wild storm in your yard, please call someone at the Sonoma County Beekeepers Association. At Sonoma County Beekeepers Association.org. Please do that. It helps the bees. And also, I wanted to give the heads up to Etta Marie Peterson. She's a local beekeeper. She is actually the queen bee of the local Sonoma County Beekeepers Association. She does a wonderful job here also, and she would be somebody to actually call also. And plant those plants, and thank you for listening. And
what about a happy birthday greeting?
Oh, my daughter Jolene Lyons. Today is her birthday, and tomorrow is Haley Lyons' birthday. Wow. Those are my daughter and granddaughter. So happy, happy birthday, dolls.
Diana from Novato, California, would like a word with us on Garden Talk. Welcome to the show. Diana, you're on KSRO live at the Sonoma Marin Fair. Good morning.
Diana?
Yes.
Hi. What can we do for you?
Well, I heard you give instructions about how to deal with weeds maybe a couple of years ago, and our house burned down in Santa Rosa, and the HOA is telling us we have to cut the weeds down that have grown up over the winter. And I remember you had some good tips on that, but I don't remember what they are.
Well, what I've been doing recently is I've been spraying my weeds with vinegar, plain old vinegar. I buy jugs of vinegar at Costco and fill it up in a spray bottle or in a pump sprayer, and I spray. I make sure it's not a windy day because I don't want it to go on my other desirable plants. And then I put a clear sheet of plastic over it, and I anchor it down so it doesn't blow away. And on a nice, sunny, hot day like this, you'll see those weeds dying within an hour. And depending on how...
And you put tell me again what you put over the weeds.
Just a clear piece of plastic. I have like a 4x4.
You don't spray anything.
I use the vinegar.
You spray with vinegar.
Yeah, spray the weeds with vinegar, plain old vinegar. And then I put the clear plastic on top of it, and I use some sticks to hold it down in place so the wind doesn't blow it away. And I leave the clear plastic on all day. And those weeds at the end of the day are brown and cooked and not happy. The smaller the weed, the easier it is for them to die. But if you've got some tough perennial weeds, usually the taproot doesn't die and the weed might come back again. But then you just nail it again with the vinegar, put the plastic on top of it, and just keep on top of it, and they'll be dead before you know it. Okay?
Okay. And then you don't have to mix them in with the soil?
No.
On top or?
Yep. They just crisp away. They turn into, you know, crunchy leaves.
And what about what happens with the seeds?
Weed control is never ending unless you put a thick layer of mulch on top of the soil, and that'll help. Suppress some weeds, especially the weed seeds. But sometimes the seeds blow in from other areas and they'll grow on top of the mulch. You know,
yeah.
you just have to do what you do. It's a never-ending battle. But the main thing is just keep on top of the weeds, and the smaller they are, the easier it is to get rid of them. Okay?
Okay.
So today's
a
good day.
Thank you so much.
Today's a good day to get out there and get those weeds.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. You're welcome.
Thanks for giving us a call, Diana, listening to us from Novato. We did have a question off air. It wasn't a garden question, but someone said, what was the breed of the winning ugly dog, Scamp the Champ? And we were able to reach Yvonne Moronis again, and she said, Steve, Gwen, this dog is an indeterminate breed, but I call him a Rastafarian because of his dreadlocks. Okay, so there's your answer.
Very cute.
All
very
right.
Appropriate.
Via email from Amy, she says, hi, good morning, Stephen, Gwen. Problem, help. Persimmon in the ground for 1 year, dropping its fruit and yellowing leaves. Is it a watering issue? That's from Rhonda in Rohnert Park.
Persimmons at this time of the year are dropping their fruit. They naturally thin themselves. I have a big tree, and there's a lot of fruit that's falling, but there's a lot that's still left on. The yellowing leaves, if they're the older leaves, then, you know, they probably have just done their thing and they're falling off. But if the most part of the plant, of the tree is losing its leaves, the new leaves, the older leaves, and there's a lot of yellowing leaves, then it's most likely a watering problem, and it would be too much water. So you need to adjust your watering system. First, dig around the base of the tree in a couple different areas and go down about 6 to 8 inches and see how wet or dry that soil is. And if it's wet, wet, wet all the time, then yeah, the root system could be teetering on root rot, and then eventually that tree's going to die. So you could give the tree a good deep soaking. Check the soil before you go and water it again. And if the soil is damp, then you don't need to water. If you've got a drip system going on, I don't know how you're doing your watering, but if it's coming on every day or every other day and it's on for too long, then you'll just want to have it go on longer, but for a shorter amount of time. And put compost on top of the soil so that'll hold the water in and you don't have to water as often and da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, and you have a persimmon tree.
Yeah.
And it does, this is usual
behavior.
Not,
I don't have any yellowing leaves, but it's dropping a lot of fruit, and I'm not worried because it does that all the time. But the yellowing leaves is can be an indication of too much water.
Okay. So. Well, let's close it up on that cheery note.
Okay.
Okay, but it's normal behavior overall.
Well, now, the yellowing leaves, the dropping the fruit, yes, is normal. But the yellowing leaves, check how wet that soil is.
Okay. Back at the studio next week.
Okay. See you there.
Yeah. Are you going to hang out to ride the Ferris wheel or participate in the whipping cream contest?
No, I want to eat a funnel cake.
Okay. Well... expense it, save your receipt, and we'll pick that up.
Oh, we will. Yeah. Then I'll have two.
Yeah. Okay. We'll put it on John Ash's tab. He runs a tab here at the fair.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, does
you
he
just
now?
Tell him it's John Ash.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
We'll take a break. We'll come back for the Good Food Hour, and we'll taste some sweepstakes award-winning wines while talking with the winemakers from the North of the Gate wine competition here at the Sonoma Marin Fair, and we'll taste some fabulous fair food. What did you call it?
Food with flair?
Food with flair. Isn't that cool? She's a marketing savant. Food with flair. Food fair with flair at the fair. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, she forgot her pictures, didn't she, Joanne? We'll come back with that. We'll take a break. We'll be back right after these couple messages with the Good Food Hour and Chef John Ash. This is KSRO.
Bennett Valley, here's KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
There's a better way to garden and landscape in Sonoma County, and it starts at a Better Way Produce and Nursery on Stony Point Road, just north of Todd in Santa Rosa.
Hi, Daniel R. Gibbs, botanical artist. I'm the award-winning resident licensed landscape designer and contractor. Our team has won first place 14 years in a row at the Sonoma County Fair's Hall of Flowers, and our garden, Coastal Charisma, won Best of Show 2018.
New plants are coming in weekly. Shop the multiple greenhouses, shade houses, and outdoor displays with bulbs, ferns, succulents, hanging baskets, indoor and outdoor plants and trees, many grown on site, all bursting with new growth. Planning to landscape this season or need a design for a rebuild? Ask Daniel about his design services and packages.
A Better Way Produce and Nursery, 3615 Stony Point Road, just north of Todd. A Better Way Produce and Nursery, open 7 days a week, 9 to 4:30.
I want to be an aerospace engineer.
Do you know that the fastest growing careers require STEM skills? And yet women make up only 25% of the STEM workforce.
I want to engineer robots.
I want to be an architect.
Too many girls and young women find themselves discouraged from pursuing science, technology, engineering, and math. Community-wise, Women Investing in STEM Equity is an initiative working to support the aspirations of young women interested in STEM training and careers.
Hi, I'm Jessica Sherry, the CEO at Golden State Lumber in the North Bay. I'd like to see more girls graduate with STEM degrees. At Golden State Lumber,